It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The film director who brought audiences some of the best gangster films ever is featured at the Normal Theater during the next six-week film school. It's called From Alice to Silence, the Scorsese Style. The collection of Martin Scorsese films is curated by ISU English professor and Sound Ideas culture commentator Bill McBride. He also organized so-called film schools on Hitchcock in February and film noir movies featuring femme fatales last year. The six-week film school begins tomorrow with Scorsese's 1974 film Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. McBride says the fest is more film than film school.
Yeah, so we did film noir and we did Hitchcock. Well, the mayor, generous grant, it's free to and open to the public, and we get a pretty good house each night of the 6 weeks. It's a film school in the sense that I do a brief introduction, we show the film, folks are allowed to leave, and then when everyone's gone who wants to go, although not many leave, I say a few things, and then I open it up to questions.
And any progression or connection in mind between the first film festival about femme fatales, the second one on Hitchcock, and then the Scorsese film school?
I think so. I mean, those film noirs are pretty much from the 40s and 50s. Hitchcock, you know, went into later. We're progressing. Scorsese now, here he is. He's still making films. He's working on a couple right now.
Why Scorsese?
So he's the first of the directors. I want to do some other ones, dedicate the festival to other ones. He's the first one to attend film school. Famously, Orson Welles watched Stagecoach 40 times before he made Citizen Kane. Incidentally, Citizen Kane is one of the three of the holy trinity of films that Martin Scorsese bows down to, if you will. It's Citizen Kane, The Red Shoes, and The Leopard, a Visconti film. And Adam Fox over at the Normal is probably going to also screen Red Shoes, and he's looking to get The Leopard, and that would be wonderful.
So why this collection of films? How did it come together?
Well, you'll notice in the list, there are no mafia films, although Marty is known for those, particularly Goodfellas.
Well, that's my next question. So let me get to that first, and we'll come back why you chose these films. Why no gangster films? The Departed won Best Picture, for an Oscar for Best Picture.
It did, and it's got Jack Nicholson. I mean, that was a tough one not to include. I think that the six I chose, well, I know the six I chose, have the most style, what I like to call stylized moments, and it's in the title of each of the film festivals so far, and it's in this title as well, where he does things with camera, with lighting, with editing, that communicates meaning. And so these six made the grade.
And the gangster films didn't have that style?
Well, there's a terrific long take in Goodfellas that some of my friends and colleagues have nudged me asking.
Me included.
Yes. Well, I consider you a friend. And there's some interesting things in The Departed that could have made the grade as well. I don't know. Maybe it's my going against the grain. I have that.
Bill McBride is organizing From Alice to Silence, the Scorsese Style, at the Normal Theater. Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore shows tomorrow at the Normal Theater at 7 p.m. Find the full schedule at WGLT.org.